The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
You're listening to Pure Rock Radio. Feed your addiction! Yeah!
Hey, what's up? This is Matt Harvey from Pounder, and you are listening to Radioactive Metal, so turn it up and poison your mind.
Welcome to Radioactive Metal. This is Radioactive Metal, your source for news, views, tunes, and interviews. Here are your hosts, Snowy, Rock, Corrine, and Aaron.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to a pounding episode of Radioactive Metal. This is episode 546, and I'm Snowy White.
And this is Corrine.
Hey, bro, what's going on?
Hey, nothing. I'm just a little worried about that pounding episode. Like, what kind of pounding are we going to have this week? You know, are we going to have a pound cake? Are we going to be, you know, doing other things that end in ing, you know, what are we doing?
I think it's very appropriate that this be a pounding episode, because we're going to find out a little later on exactly why. Because in tonight's creature feature, once again, we have our old buddy Mr. Matt Harvey on the show.
Now, for those that guy is cool.
Oh, geez. Yeah. We've had him on. I think he's been like our creature feature the most over the years. Just a number of bands, like from Exhumed and Gruesome and Expulsion and all that. And just recently, the debut full length, you know, available now on Hell's Headbangers from his new band, Pounder, dropped. So yeah, really exciting about that.
Dude, I was listening to some Gruesome earlier today.
right on. Fantastic. Yeah, then yeah. that was a good omen, then a good sign of things to come. But how are you doing personally? You're sounding as good as always.
Yeah, no, I'm doing really good. Loudandfierce.com has been like consuming me like fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And it, I've had, I don't know what happened, but within the last 48 hours, I've had over 80 something friend requests sent to me through my personal Facebook page. And then, out of the blue, I'm starting to get all these people sending me stuff. Like, I just got something for Canada.
Right on.
That I think would be fucking cool as hell to go to if I lived in Canada. Like, it's really fucking cool. Like, it's a... Somebody is doing this, you're friends with him. He sent me this Rockin' Richards record and CD show and sale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, that's a upcoming record convention later on this month. Yeah, I'm going to be doing that. I'm going to be there.
Yeah, I got the posters. This guy named Alex Alex sent me this this poster for it, and I'm like, man, that looks fucking cool. What am I gonna do with this poster? What do you want me to do with it, Alex? Does my friend Snowy get a 30% discount or something if I post this on our website? What do we get?
I should look into that. The funny thing about Alex is when I first contacted him too, you know, and he's from my neck of the woods. It turns out he's about 10 years older than I am, but we went to the same high school.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So we started yapping about that, and then we, you know, he mentioned, okay, well, you know, I'm gonna have a booth here, and okay, well, I'm so fucking there, dude. I'm gonna buy some records off you.
Hell yeah! Like he looks like one of those guys that's like, he's enjoying life.
No doubt. No doubt.
I don't know Alex Street, but you know, I like the fact that he sent me that poster. I was like, oh man, that looks so fucking cool. But you know what? I've had the hardest fucking time, and I don't know what it is, but I've had the hardest time with people sending me metal events. I'm getting events, but they're not for metal. I don't understand. You ask for metal, and you get other. You know, miscellaneous events. It's like, this is not what I asked for when I said, hey, send me your tired, your hungry, your poor. It's not what I asked for. I cannot house what you are sending me. I can't do it. It's just not part of my my repertoire.
Okay, well, what we've got tonight is far and away part of your repertoire, and one of those in particular is the sponsor of this fine program in True Cavalt Coffee, TRVE Cult KVLT Coffee.com. And not only does careening out of control have a lot going on in her life, there's always a lot going on in Snowy's life here. Well, there is a metric shit ton of stuff going on over at TrueCultCoffee.com, which, first of all, like, this is just an amazing product, and I hate that word, but this is just an amazing metallic thing. Oh, shall we say that we enjoy? You know, this is a metal product for metalheads by metal lovers, and I'm enjoying a sweet ass cup of it right now in my Number of the Beast mug. I think that's rather appropriate. And if you sign up before March 14th for their March coffee subscription service, new tunage stuff that I am really excited about, including. Remember a little while back, our good buddy Aaron, who unfortunately could not be with us tonight, he's off being Mr. Family Man again, he spoke to Casket Robbery.
Isn't that fucking crazy?
Yeah, and look at what happens. True Cavalt Coffee taps them to get their latest record that we pushed on this show, The Ascension, when you subscribe before March. So yeah, you know, our listeners will know, okay, that's a kick-ass record. I need that as well. Courtesy of our good buddies at Reaper Metal Productions. Okay, the latest record from Grave Violator, Back to the Cult. Oh my God, I am so excited. That is going to be available. So, you know, run, don't walk to your computer and whatever it is that you have to do in order to get to re-up your subscription or to start your subscription before March 14th to get these kick-ass tunes and this kick-ass coffee. You would think that would be enough. Okay, you would think.
I don't know, man.
You can't argue with that. Okay, let's go one more. Earlier this week, True Cavalt Coffee has announced a licensing deal with the one and only Midnight.
Whoa!
Oh my god.
Holy fuck. Wait a minute, wait a minute. I didn't know that. Are you serious?
They got a licensing deal with the same Midnight, you know, that I've been creaming my jeans over for years, who we've had on the show. We'll have them on again. Good friends of the show, from Hell's Headbangers, all of this, you name it. Like, Snowy's just going out of his head here with excitement. So, like, you got to get on this. If you get your subscription, folks, go to truecavaltcoffee.com, truecavaltcoffee.com, just for all this metal goodness. And you know what, pal? We got to drop a Midnight track.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, not that we need an excuse to do it, because this band fucking rules. Let's go from their No Mercy for Mayhem record. This is the Mighty Midnight with the final Rape of Night.
Been very busy this week. Here's our metal fix.
Okay, you, what you got?
Oh, I don't have a whole lot. I've been super busy with the website and just trying to keep up with everything, but I did find this new track called This Is Hell by a band called Lorna Shore.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know much about them, but mm-hmm. I liked what I listened to, and I shared it. Mm-hmm. It was pretty damn good. And I also was just randomly looking for metal shows from Mexico, because believe it or not, my biggest audience right now for loudandfierce.com have been those from Mexico and Colombia.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's those are very underrated metal scenes, definitely.
Yes, absolutely. And it's crazy because those guys, the people who are actually looking at my website from those countries have outweighed the United States, and believe it or not, they even outweighed Canada when it comes to demographic. I was like, holy shit, what the fuck happened? And they're all brand new organic searches. I just don't know. So I wanted to give them more shows to look at and find, because it seems like there's a huge cult following for metal in those countries, which is great mm-hmm. for mm-hmm. me.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
So yep, that's what I've been pretty much doing.
Right on. Yes. Over the years, Radioactive Metal, we've had our share of listeners, you know, from those parts of the world as well. Yeah, very underrated. For myself, just last night, the mighty Toronto death metalers Tomb Mold were in town, and that's always a killer band. Like, this is, they were definitely what I call the Cinderella story, the death metal Cinderella story of 2018. You know, their latest record that came out on 20 Bucks Spin, Manner of Infinite Forms, you know, has just made all of those year-end lists and all that, and there was a huge buzz about them in the underground in general. And I got really excited when they announced that they were coming up here. Well, not up here, because they're from Toronto. Good Canadian boys. So when they announced, you know, that they're crossing Canada, coming to Winnipeg, it's like, oh yeah, I'm so fucking there. What else are we going to do on Saturday night? Except go to a kick-ass show. You know, I couldn't think of anything else I would have rather have been doing, especially, you know, a band on a label like 20 Bucks Spin. You definitely can't go wrong with that. So I had a fantastic time. Big shout out to just the Winnipeg metal scene in general, just for packing the place. Like, it was a place called the Handsome Daughter, which is not the biggest venue that we've got, but you know, it's not the smallest, and we got packed to the tits and all that, and I had a fantastic time, and I knew most of the people in there, and it's just you can't go wrong with that. And Tomb Mold will be reflected in more, shall we say, here in the upcoming programming on Radioactive Metal. Spoiler alert. Had a really good time with that. Sorry?
I was going to say, I have to give, like, the Handsome Daughter, actually, I have to give them a shout out, because unbeknownst to them, I have been creeping their event page.
Mm-hmm.
Because when adding shows to the Canada list, I see that the Handsome Daughter, and shout out to Ducky or mm-hmm. whatever his name, I don't even know his real name anymore.
Dustin, just, our good, you know, buddy Dustin, yeah.
Yeah, that guy. I have to say thank you to him, because I'm pretty sure he was the one that told me about the Handsome Daughter. So I'm like a little scroll monkey on the Handsome Daughter event page and website going, doop, trying to figure something out and figure out what's happening on those on dates and just plugging those into the website. So good on them for keeping their metal scene alive.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Thank you for that. Yeah. Like, we've got so many great venues here, and for a secondary market, we have got one hell of a scene, which is going to be kind of reflected in my next point here. Well, good buddy of mine and an awesome member of the local Winnipeg punk scene, Jennifer Norris Wuckert, made a wicked documentary over the last couple of years called Girls with Guitars, and it's basically all of the female members of the Winnipeg punk scene over the years, in which she also features prominently in it as well, because she is a member of the band Your Mom, who I've mentioned on this show, and I'll be mentioning it again. There are so many great, great, great things about that. So this documentary, this labor of love, you know, that she put so much hard work into, is available now. So I gave her $20, set me up with a copy. Mrs. Snowy and I, we sat down and with popcorn in our PJs, and we enjoyed this absolutely amazing documentary. And I saw a lot of familiar faces, some faces that I hadn't met or seen before. I've even had Mrs. Snowy. It's like, "Are you in this? Did Jenny talk to you and you forgot to tell me, or didn't tell me, or I forgot?" Or I'm like, no, I'm not in this one. No. But it was, it's definitely...
How did that not happen, though?
I can't do everything. I can't do everything around here. but if she ever does volume 2 or something else of this nature, like, she knows that, Cool Uncle Snowy is up at the top of the list. So I want to give, just go Google search Girls with Guitars documentary. And as she was, as I was buying an offer, she's like, Snowy, I got this cool new song for your mom there that I want to play. And so we were cranking it in her car, and it's like really cool stuff. I'm getting really excited for the new stuff as well. Some real cool podcasts that I've been enjoying lately. Josh Staples, the guitarist for Abnormality. I've pushed this podcast on our show before. It's called Direct Input. He's a friend of the friends of friends of our show and all that. So yeah, I really enjoy that. A recent episode of his, he spoke to Blue Spinazzola about everything going on.
Oh, that guy is so fucking cool.
Yeah. There's always a lot going on. And what makes, Josh's podcast so special is, like, his interviews, are very different from ours, where we're, it's more to the point, too down to business and all that. Especially our in-persons at the venues, because, our subjects only have so much time. They arrive to the venue, they have to eat, sound check, get ready, play and all that. So sometimes our time is somewhat limited. Now with what Josh does with Direct Input, he's got time just to have a personal conversation. So his interviews can last up to an hour. And a lot of the times he's good friends with his subjects. So it's basically, instead of a question and answer period, they're hanging out, talking music and all that. And you're like a fly on the wall, listening and all that. So it's like, that's always really interesting. Same with the 100 Words or Less podcast. A really cool dude, Ray Harkins. He's been doing this for a while. And that leans more towards the hardcore scene. In a recent episode of his, he had a nice extended chat with Pat Flynn from the band Have Heart, who had apparently broken up, but they've kind of reunited this year to do some festivals here and there and all that good stuff. I'd like to see them up here. But in the meantime, yeah, go and check out all of those cool podcasts. And finally, let's get to some tunes here. I checked out a little while back, Big Willie and I, we were going crazy over the new, I don't know what you would call them, black metal, white socialist bullshit parody band, Neckbeard Death Camp. You remember we got all excited about them and played some of their tunes. Death Camp already have a new release out, a cool split with Terminal Nation, a band I hadn't heard of yet. They got a really cool split called One Party System, and it's like, okay, it's got neck beard on side A, okay, so they've got my attention let's check out this Terminal Nature, flip the record over. Oh, really cool. Really cool stuff. I can see how these two bands kind of get along, you know, and make for a good combination. So let's actually get into some of that. From that one party system split with Neckbeard Death Camp, this is Terminal Nation with Church of the Gun.
Breaking news, a school shooting with reports of multiple fatalities, this time in Santa Fe,
Texas.
Gunfire
aimed at elementary school children. Gunfire aimed at elementary school children.
The high school in Ohio today, the worst happened. The police say a student opened fire on classmates, leaving one dead and four others wounded. Two of them in critical condition.
Thoughts and prayers
from the shooting is at this point said to
witnesses
eight.
Say the gunman targeted a group of classmates in the school cafeteria.
Wearing a black hat and either long black pants.
But in my opinion, the one thing that will actually change this the most is thoughts and prayers.
Church of the Holy Rifle!
Introducing KTEL's Hair Magician. This new precision instrument comes with two interchangeable heads numbered 1 to 4. These four different comb tooth edges are designed to keep the cutting blades exactly the right distance from the scalp. By just combing, it will trim and taper longer hair, automatically tapers and cuts shorter hair. Easy and safe to use. Excellent for shaving your neck and trimming sideburns. Any mother can now give her family professional haircuts. Hair Magician will style, shape, and thin. Teenagers can now have the latest cuts in only minutes. With KTEL's Hair Magician, it's easy for men to look neat and smartly groomed. At only $2.99, it pays for itself after just one haircut. Think of all the dollars you can save. Buy one now. Hair Magician comes complete with heavy vinyl case, attachments, barber comb, extra blade, and erections. Only $2.99 from KTEL.
As I said, no stranger to this show is one Mr. Matt Harvey. We've had, like I said, we've had on many times for many of his projects, including The Mighty Exhumed, Gruesome, his latest Expulsion, and we've had him on for all of these projects. And his most recent one just recently dropped their debut full-length Uncivilized on the Mighty Hell's Headbangers. So, when that happened, I immediately got Mr. Harvey on the phone and said, "Hey, dude, like, come on, let's do this. Let's do this again." And I'm really excited about this album, not only just because it's a good friend of ours and it's a kick-ass band and he's a great guy and all that. It's just, it's something very different. Like, you know, he's known for his brutal death metal and you know, Gruesome is in that whole death worship area, and Expulsion, you know, kind of has a grind feel to it, very, very different from all of that. Pounder leans towards that whole traditional metal sound, you know, big influence from the whole new wave of heavy metal sound and all that. So it definitely makes for, you know, keeping things fresh for him. You know, showing his diversity and makes things fresh, not only for us on this show, but just for, you know, Matt Harvey fans, which we are all big around here. To get us to that chat with Mr. Harvey, we are going to drop the title track from said record. This is Pounder, introducing our interview with Matt Harvey with Uncivilized. We'll be right back. first and foremost, let's kind of start off with just a couple of days ago as we speak, the debut full-lengther from, I don't know if you want to call it your side project or whatever, but your project Pounder just dropped, courtesy of Hell's Headbanger Records. Probably the first thing maybe to go with is maybe kind of describing your words, like the differences between sonically between Pounder and, you know, a lot of your other acts.
I would say, you know, Pounder is definitely its own separate entity. It is something that may or may not appeal at all to people that are into Exhumed or Gruesome. They might actually hate it. But, you know, it's not designed to be cross-marketed like that. I mean, I guess we're a new band, and so it helps, you know, maybe get some people's attention just because Tom plays with Carcass and I have my other bands and such, but it really is its own entity. It's, I mean, I just consider it to be traditional metal, you know, and that kind of covers everything from, you know, like proto metal, like UFO and Rainbow, to, you know, new wave of British heavy metal, you know, and the obvious stuff, Maiden, Priest, Motorhead, and, into the 80s, you know, not only the speed metal stuff, like, the old Vicious Rumors or Liege Lord or whatever, but also some of the more like cock rock stuff like Dokken and, you know, maybe even like early Rat or whatever. So it's all sort of in there, but I would just call it traditional metal, you know?
For sure, for sure. You actually answered my next question. You're actually pretty good for that. Every time we sit down and talk, you answer like three of my questions right away. I was gonna get into, like, obviously there would be a different influence, different artists for this project, say, as opposed to some of your more heavier ones. But yeah, you beat me to the punch once again. Fantastic.
I was reading your mind. You know, at this point, we've done so many interviews, it's just like a psychic connection.
Oh yeah, for sure. for sure. Yeah. This, as I mentioned at the top of the hop, is debuted out on Hell's Headbangers. Great friends of the show. We love pushing their stuff. Great guys, great label. But what's with going with them? Why not? Like, was there rhyme and reason as behind it?
It was really just a kind of a case of me talking to various people I knew and seeing who might be interested. You know, that was really it. Obviously, with my other bands, Exhumed and Gruesome and Expulsion and Decapitator, we worked with Relapse. And, you know, I presented it to them, and they just kind of felt like it was a little bit too far afield for them, you know, that's just kind of out of their wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. So, Hell's Headbangers was sort of the next natural thing, because they'd worked with Exhumed doing the Slaughter Cult LP reissue. And I've known the Horvold brothers since like 2001, when they were all like, you know, 15, 16 year olds that used to come to every Exhumed show in Ohio, and, you know, kind of I've watched them develop from just these like really, you know, metal obsessed, you know, kids to having a really cool label that does a lot of good stuff. And so since I'd already worked with them, that was sort of the next place I looked, and they, you know, the Hell's Headbangers and Shadow Kingdom are sort of co-mingled or whatever, so they did the 7-inch on Shadow Kingdom, and then the LP now is out on Hell's Headbangers. So it was a pretty, you know, pretty natural kind of thing. There was no real like, oh well, this needs to go on X label and whatever. It was just like, hey, are you guys into this? Like, that would be cool. And that was about it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't see them not doing that if given the opportunity. Yeah, it's fantastic. I have to admit, when I saw you were working with them, I got excited. That was really cool. Yeah. Yeah. You already mentioned within the ranks of this project is one Tom Draper from Carcass.
Right.
how, you know, our fans that might not be too familiar with this project might be going, well, how did that happen? How did you hook up with this guy from this legendary art, from this legendary band and all that?
Well, you know, technically he was in Pounder first, so I saw him first. Tom's British, but he's been living in California for the last few years. He and his wife moved out to the Bay Area basically for her career, which is fairly high-powered and impressive. And anyway, so he was just sort of hanging out around California. I met him a few years ago at the Frost and Fire Festival that happens in Ventura. And then we hung out again at a Enforcer and Cauldron gig in San Francisco. And we were just having a few drinks, and he kind of, you know, asked me, like, hey, you know, I'm kind of surprised with as many projects and stuff as you do and how much you love the style of music. Like, you never really thought about doing a project, you know, that's more in this vein. And I was like, well, actually, I have a bunch of songs, but I've never been able to find a singer. But, you know, if you'd like to check them out. So, you know, I emailed him afterwards, and I was like, was that just drunk talk, or do you actually want to hear it? Like, you know, I'm fine sending it to you, but I'm also fine if, you know, sometimes you get drunk with your buddies, and you say a bunch of stuff, and you're like, we don't mean this. We're never going to do this, you know? But right. He was like, no, so send me the songs. And I was a little bit nervous because, you know, Tom had played with Angel Witch also previously, which is one of my favorite bands. And so the fact that he liked the songs and wanted to get involved with it, I thought was a really good sign because, you know, he's not really like a death metal guy. He's not impressed about Exhumed or whatever. He's like, oh, you know, it's fine. But it's not like he would be like, oh boy, this is exciting for me. He's like, he just thought the songs were good. And so from there, you know, we kind of really kind of kicked it into high gear. Because Tom is a great guitar player, obviously, and it just kind of lent a little bit more momentum to the project. And so I just gave up on finding a singer and was like, well, I'm going to give it a try and, you know, we'll see what happens. So here we are.
Yeah, well, it sounds fantastic. Sounds fantastic. With this, and we're both old guys, we've both been around, okay, and when I saw first song, side one, Fuck Off and Die, and I remember when we were teenagers, that was the thing in the underground, FOAD, you know?
Right.
You saw that in all the magazines and all that. It's just like, when I saw that, I just, oh, I got to give Matt props for that. That was awesome. Was that just a throwback to that time, or was this something?
Yeah, you know, no, it's, I mean, there's already a, you know, a great Voivod song called Fuck Off and Die, so I would never try to pass it off as something brand new, but it's just definitely something that, you know, is very 80s. I just remember all those shirts, those like, fuck you fucking fuck shirts and stuff like that, and, you know, it kind of started out, I just wanted to write a song about, you know, kind of like a death of false metal kind of statement or whatever. But obviously that's, you know, taken as well. So I thought Fuck Off and Die would be a pretty strong sentiment to open the record with, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. For sure. It's fantastic. I laughed out loud when I saw it. That was awesome.
Perfect.
I also want to take the time out to give big horns to Gruesome's Gus Rios for stepping up and hitting the skins for this record. And I'll give Mike, and of course Radioactive Metal gives our condolences to you for the loss of Carlos. I'm sorry.
Well, thank
I'm
you.
Sorry to hear that. Do you recall when sorry, I don't mean to bring the party down, but I think this is kind of important. Do you recall when Gus, you know, when he stepped up, like his reaction was did he feel any sort of pressure on himself and his reaction to the whole situation? I imagine you're just as proud as ever of him.
Well, I think, you know, Gus really hit it out of the park, and I want to just, you know, say that before commenting any further. I think the only pressure, just, you know, knowing Gus pretty well at this point, I think the only pressure that he really feels is ever from himself, because he's a perfectionist, And he really, he's a little neurotic. So I know that he kind of, he can get himself worked up when it's not really, you know, necessary. So he might have felt some pressure, but it wasn't coming from us, you know. And we just had a, it's been a very strange kind of situation because it's always been Alejandro, our bass player, myself, and then Tom. And Carlos helped us out with a 7-inch in the demo, but he was, you know, he lived in North Carolina, and so it wasn't really practical for him to be a full-time member. And then obviously he passed away incredibly suddenly, which was a fucking shock. And so then we've had, like, Mike from Exhumed has played a couple shows with us. We've had our guitar player in Exhumed, Sebastian, played drums for Pounder at one show. We've had our friend from the Bay Area, Adam Helmum from Cartilage, has played a couple of shows with us. And now the record release show we're doing next week, we're going to have Will Carroll from Death Angel is going to be playing with us. And hopefully, you know, the plan is that that will be a thing going forward. But by the time he agreed to do it, we already had some dates booked in May that he can't do because of Death Angel. So we will have to find yet someone else to sit behind the drum throne. So it's been like a real, you know, Spinal Tap situation for us. It's been kind of crazy.
Right, right, right. You've got me curious about your record release party here. Who all is, let's hear some names. Who all is going to be playing on that?
We're playing with Blind Illusion. This is in Oakland, and a band called Union Jack and the Rippers. That's like a classic metal cover band. So it should be a lot of fun, you know, very much in that early 80s kind of spirit that Pounder is really all about. So I think it's going to be a really good time. It's going to be March 8th.
Okay. Right on. Okay. Okay. Did I just hear you correctly? You said Blind Illusion. They're still a thing?
Yes. Yes.
Wow,
Blind Illusion is
fantastic.
It's an on again, off again thing. And I know Doug Piercy's still playing with them, and Union Jack and the Rippers, I can't remember who the other guys are, but I know Steve Smythe is one of the guitar players who's played with Forbidden and Testament and Nevermore, right, et cetera. And a couple of the other guys, which I can't remember for the life of me, I feel badly about, I know are, you know, Bay Area metal vets who've played with people that, you know, are very recognizable. So it's going to be a good gig, I think.
Right on. Well, have a fantastic time. Maybe kind of give an update, kind of if you've got anything, the whys and wherefores, what's going on with some of your other projects out there, some of the other bands.
Well, Exhumed, we are, we've been building a recording studio in our rehearsal room, and we are just about ready to start tracking the new album. So I'm going to be splitting my practice time getting ready for the show on March 8th and getting the new record underway. So we have all the material, and now we have the facility to go ahead and record it ourselves, which I'm really excited about. I'm kind of nervous, but mostly excited. And then we're going to South America in April. And then we have just a few West Coast dates because we're doing an Exhumed Hot Sauce. So we're going to be playing just some regional shows where we're basically, the idea is, you know, we play a gig, and then at the bar, we're going to have like a menu item with a hot sauce, and we're going to hang out and eat chicken wings and shit with people. Yeah. So it should be really fun. It's just a low key kind of West Coast thing, but it'll be a little different and fun.
Right on. Okay, and when the new Exhumed record is out, we got to sit down and do this again, my man.
Absolutely. And I think, Gruesome's going to Europe in July. We have a couple festival dates, I think, have been announced, and then the rest is going to be coming together shortly, so.
Okay, cool.
So always busy, you know?
Right on, that's what I wanted to hear. Well, my man, it's always a pleasure, and just like we said, you know, we've just done this so many times. It's always exciting. I think like we've mentioned before, you and our good buddy Mr. Corey Thomas from up here in Winnipeg, you guys have a running contest to see who has been on the most over the years, and I think this No. I spoke to him a couple months ago when he was airing that Slave to the Grind film.
Oh, the documentary. Yeah.
So I had him on quickly just talking about this. So I think that might have made you guys neck and neck, and now this one. So I think you're one up on him.
I'm one ahead. All right. Well, it's a good thing we're getting back in the studio in a couple of weeks. Holy shit.
That's it. And you'll be happy to know I'm going to see him tonight. So.
Oh, awesome. Tell Corey I said hi.
Yeah.
Please do. Yeah.
For sure.
Thanks so much, man.
No problem. And that kind of makes me think, just let's end this off. Just give someone a shout out. Anyone. Say hi to someone.
I want to give a shout out to all the Putrescence guys, because I'm thinking about Winnipeg and some of the best times we've had up there. I've been playing with those guys and partying with those guys, so I will give a shout out to all of them.
Right on. And finally, speaking of Winnipeg, you're in California, right?
I am, yes.
Yeah. Okay, I imagine it's gorgeous there, right?
It's finally nice. We've had very cold, a very cold winter this year. Okay. There's been a few times when the temperature dipped to like 30, 28, but by the time it's in the middle of the day, it gets to about, maybe 45 or 50, but now it's back up to like low 60s in the middle of the day. Yeah. My wife and I actually were able to go out and just, there's a bunch of like bars everywhere that have outdoor seating, and it was actually a pleasant day to go out and have some day drinks outside. Finally, it was really nice. So I'm not trying to rub it in and be a dick. I'm just,
maybe
a little bit.
it's minus 35 here today.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Sometimes that free healthcare doesn't seem like that good of a deal. Minus 35. I don't know if it's worth it.
I don't know.
Well, hey, stay warm, man, and thank you for doing this. I appreciate it.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Hey guys, it's the Stallion. And when I'm contemplating suicide, I throw on the Shining Wizards because nothing makes me feel better than knowing I'm not one of these four grown adults, virgin fucking marks, discussing a fake wrestling product.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantemradio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
From that awesome Nightmare Future record, that is one of Matt Harvey's many awesome outfits, Expulsion with Total Human Genocide, and of course before that, you know, probably the band, well, no, I guess Exhumed are, you know what, I don't know, no, I'm really questioning that now, I don't know what is more, which band is more over right now? Exhumed, because of their legendary status, or Gruesome, because they're just one of the hot shit bands right now in the metal underground. Either way, all really cool stuff. That is, before that is the Mighty Gruesome from their Twisted Prayers album with Inhumane. That's a fucked up video. Go on YouTube tonight and check out the vid to that. That's, Jesus Christ. And hello and horns up to Mr. Harvey once again for taking the time out and talking to us. It's always a pleasure. You know, not only is he a great musician, he's a great friend of the show and of us personally, so it's always a good time. And of course, I'm really excited about this Pounder outfit because, you know, like we mentioned in the interview, it features one Tom Draper from the Mighty Carcass in the lineup. Good friend of Mr. Harvey's as well and all that. So yeah, I was really excited about that. Who knows? Maybe we should get Mr. Draper on the phone one of these times soon as well. I would really dig that. Yeah, I think that would be really exciting. So yeah, available now on the Mighty Hell's Headbanger Records, the new Pounder album, Uncivilized. Run, don't walk. go and pick up a copy of that. Another thing that I'm pretty excited for is tonight's Indie Spotlight.
We're always on the lookout for fresh new talent. Check out this Indie Spotlight.
If you're going to be addicted to something, okay, don't let it be cigarettes, drugs, alcohol, any of that shit that'll kill you, okay? Let be addicted to something really cool like I am with Bandcamp. I admit it.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, I admit it. I have a problem. I could sit down at the computer and it's daylight outside. And I'll piss around on Bandcamp and just looking for all sorts of metal and all that. And before you know it, it's dark. It's dark out. Where the fuck did my day go? Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was pissing around on Bandcamp, enjoying all these wicked tunes and just whatever I can get my greedy little meat hooks on. Some of that really cool music that I discovered that way was the French grind crust punk band, whatever you want to call them. They're all mishmash of just a really cool band. They're called Vegan, or however you want to pronounce it, either Vegan or Vegan Fox, okay, which is obviously it's a vegan crust band, you know, and they've parodied their name after the ungodly smoke show actress Megan Fox. So when I saw that name, okay, it's like I've got to check this shit out, you know. And I was blown away, and it just like I just we have people sending their stuff to us, you know. Here's something for your Indie Spotlight if you'd like to play them and all that. Okay, great, I'll check them out. No, I went to Vegan Fox and said, okay, I just tapped you guys. So from France in this week's Indie Spotlight, let's go with crust punkers Vegan or Vegan Fox from their latest release, Vegetables. This is Blasphagor. So you got about 10 seconds into that song, my dear, and you knew, oh yeah, I can see why Snowy tapped this band. That is Vegan, however you want to pronounce it, Vegan Fox from their latest release, Vegetables, in tonight's Indie Spotlight. Just check them out on Facebook, just search that stuff, but more importantly, go to them on Bandcamp vegan-fox.bandcamp.com. That's where I found them, and I'm a better man now for having this great tunes in my life and all that. Check them out. Well, my friend, even though it was just you and I, did you have a good time tonight?
I sure did.
Right on, right on. That's what I want to hear. I'm going to leave it up to you, though, to decide on what we want to go out on. What, do you have something in mind?
Why not do some Wolfblood, Knight Rider from Reaper Metal Productions.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, yeah, good idea. Yeah, not that we need an excuse to play something from Reaper Metal and all that, but I think it's rather appropriate considering Grave Violator kind of took up some of our time tonight with a smile on our face and the horns on our hands. That was all because of True Kvalt Coffee, TrveKvltCoffee.com. Go and check out all of the metallic goodness there. Like we said at the top of the hop, March subscriptions. You sign up by March 14th. Ah, wicked tunes. Wicked free tunes from Casket Robbery. Been on the show. Have them on again. And Grave Violator. Fuck, I want that band on too as well. Like we said, they got a licensing deal now with the Mighty Midnight. Oh, that's gonna be some fantastic stuff. So truecultcoffee.com, go and check it out. And of course, if you're listening to this in podcast form, Radioactive Metal is available to be heard the first time on Pure Rock Radio every Thursday night. PureRockRadio.net. Just about the best damn hard rock station that you are ever going to find. Especially if they put up with our ass for like 13 years.
Yeah, you how know? Did that happen? I don't know.
Yeah,
you know?
They're still... You know they're made... You know they're made up of something special if they could put up with us for this long. So yeah, go and check us out, quote unquote, live there Thursday evenings. First of all, and of course, Radioactive Metal is a part of the Shining Wizards Network, shiningwizardsnetwork.com. Check us out there. Not only, you know, are we on there, but it's just a myriad of some really cool just other podcasts, predominantly pro wrestling, but there's a lot of other great stuff from comedy, pop culture, lifestyles, all sorts of good stuff. All of your one-stop shopping for all your podcasting needs. Go and check that out. So you want to go out on some Wolfblood? I want to go out on some Wolfblood. Yeah, good choice, my dear. Good choice. You know what? They do a really, really cool of Tanks Turn Your Head Around on that record. I'm dying to hear that. Yeah, you put that idea in my head, and I'm dying to hear that now. So let's go out with that. In the meantime, and in between time, that's it. This has been a pounding episode of Radioactive Metal. I'm Snowy White.
And I'm Kareen.
Signing off. Survive!
Visit us at radioactivemetal.org or go to iTunes for past episodes and write a review. Listen to us live every Thursday night on PureRockRadio.net. You can also listen to us on Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, Google Play, and all other podcast aggregators. You can purchase the music featured in this episode by going to RadioactiveMetal.org and clicking on the episode link. Leave us a voicemail. We want to hear from you. Call 321-80-HEAVY or 321-804-3289. We may even play it on the show. Email us at radmetal666@gmail.com with suggestions or for indie spotlight submissions. Follow us at facebook.com/radmetal, twitter.com/radmetal666, and instagram.com/radioactivemetal. This has been a presentation of Radioactive Metal. It's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.